Lesson 139, Ezekiel chapters 1 through 3. Introduction. Ezekiel was a priest numbered among the Jewish captives carried away to Babylon by King Nebuchadnezzar in 597 BC. See 2 Kings 24, 11 through 16, and Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In his fifth year of captivity, Ezekiel saw a vision and beheld God's glory. The Lord called Ezekiel to be a prophet and serve as a watchman who would warn, reprove, and call the house of Israel to repentance. Suggestions for teaching. Ezekiel 1. Ezekiel sees the glory of God in vision. Invite a student to read aloud the following situation described by Elder Joseph B. Werthelin of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "On December 26, 2004, a powerful earthquake struck off the coast of Indonesia, creating a deadly tsunami that killed more than 200,000 people. It was a terrible tragedy. In one day, millions of lives were forever changed. But there was one group of people who, although their village was destroyed, did not suffer a single casualty. The reason? They knew a tsunami was coming. The Mokan people lived in villages on islands off the coast of Thailand and Burma, or Myanmar. A society of fishermen, their lives depend on the sea. For hundreds and perhaps thousands of years, their ancestors have studied the ocean, and they have passed their knowledge down from father to son. One thing in particular they were careful to teach was what to do when the ocean receded. According to their traditions, when that happened, the laboon, a wave that eats people, would arrive soon after. When the elders of the village saw the dreaded signs, they shouted to everyone to run to high ground. Not everyone listened. One elderly fisherman said, 'None of the kids believed me.' In fact, his own daughter called him a liar. But the old fisherman would not relent until all had left the village and climbed to higher ground." End quote. From Journey to Higher Ground, Ensign or Liahona, November 2005. Why do you think some people disbelieved the village elders' warnings? How do you think the people who disbelieved the warnings at first may have felt toward the village elders after the tsunami? Explain that there are unseen dangers in the world that threaten our spiritual safety. Invite students to look as they study Ezekiel chapters 1 through 3 for a principle that teaches how the Lord will warn us of dangers and keep us safe. Explain that Ezekiel was a priest who was carried away captive into Babylon with other Jews by King Nebuchadnezzar. Invite a student to read Ezekiel 1, 1 and 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Ezekiel saw and experienced while in captivity. What did Ezekiel see and experience while in captivity? Summarize Ezekiel 1, 4 through 25 by explaining that Ezekiel described four heavenly creatures and their manner of movement. He also saw four wheels that moved with the creatures. While some have attempted to explain what these figures and objects represent, the full meaning of Ezekiel's vision has not yet been revealed to us by the Lord. Note: focus on converting principles. When determining what to teach in a scripture block, teachers should avoid speculation and instead focus on truths that will help students come closer to Heavenly Father and the Savior. President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency counseled, quote, "As you prepare a lesson, look in it for converting principles. A converting principle is one that leads to obedience to the will of God." End quote. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Ezekiel saw in the expanse above the heavenly creatures. Ask students to report what they find. What words and phrases did Ezekiel use to describe the Lord and the throne he was sitting on? Why do you think Ezekiel fell upon his face when he saw the Lord on his throne? Ezekiel chapters 2 and 3. The Lord calls Ezekiel to warn the Israelites in exile. Explain that Ezekiel chapters 2 and 3 describes what Ezekiel saw next in his vision. Invite a student to read Ezekiel 2, 1 and 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what helped Ezekiel hear the Lord's words. Point out that Ezekiel 2, verse 1, footnote A, clarifies the meaning of the phrase, Son of Man, as it is used in this verse. According to verse 2, what entered into Ezekiel that helped him hear the Lord's words? What is the Spirit's role in helping us hear and understand the Lord's words? Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Ezekiel 2, 3 through 7. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jehovah called Ezekiel to do. Explain that the words impudent and stiff-hearted in verse 4 imply stubbornness and an unwillingness to change. The word forbear in verse 5 means to refrain from. According to verses 3 through 5, what did the Lord call Ezekiel to do? Based on the description of the children of Israel in verses 3 through 7, what challenges would Ezekiel face as he taught them? You may want to explain that the briars, thorns, and scorpions mentioned in verse 6 symbolize the difficulties Ezekiel would face as he taught the people. What can we learn from verse 7 about the role of a prophet? Students may suggest a variety of truths, but make sure it is clear that prophets speak and teach the words the Lord has given them. How might understanding that prophets seek to teach the words the Lord has given them influence your attitude toward their counsel and teachings? Summarize Ezekiel 2, 9 and 10 by explaining that the Lord gave Ezekiel a roll of a book, see Ezekiel 2, verse 9, which was a scroll with writing on both the front and the back. This scroll contained the words the Lord wanted Ezekiel to speak to Israel, which included lamentations and mourning and woe for their rebelliousness. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Ezekiel 3, verses 1 through 3. You may want to explain that the word roll means scroll. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord commanded Ezekiel to do with the scroll. Invite students to report what they find. What do you think eating the scroll represents? One possible explanation is that eating the scroll represents Ezekiel internalizing the Word of God and making it a part of his life. How did Ezekiel describe the taste of the scroll? Why do you think he would describe the scroll with God's Word written on it as sweet when it contained lamentations and mourning and woe? See Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 10. Summarize Ezekiel 3, verses 4 through 14, by explaining that the Lord commanded Ezekiel to speak his words to the people. Though Ezekiel would face opposition, the Lord had strengthened Ezekiel's resolve to teach the rebellious children of Israel. Explain that the Lord used an analogy to help Ezekiel understand his mission and role as a prophet. To help students understand this analogy, invite them to imagine they live in an ancient city. Divide students into groups of two or three, and invite each group to make a list of ways they would fortify their city against enemy attacks. Ask a few students to share their lists with the class. Invite a student to read Ezekiel 3:17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord likened Ezekiel to. What did the Lord liken Ezekiel to? Show students a picture of a watchman on a tower, or draw a simple illustration of one on the board. Explain that in Ezekiel's day, a watchman on a wall or tower had the responsibility to warn the people of impending danger from enemy attacks. Display a picture of the current president of the church. How are the responsibilities of a prophet similar to those of a watchman? How might prophets be like watchmen for us? Students may use different words, but help them identify a principle similar to the following. If we heed the warnings of prophets, we can be prepared to face challenges and dangers that threaten us. Consider writing this principle on the board and inviting students to write it in their scriptures next to Ezekiel 3:17. To help students understand the importance of giving heed to prophetic warnings, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency. Quote, "Because the Lord is kind, He calls servants to warn people of danger. That call to warn is made harder and more important by the fact that the warnings of most worth are about dangers that people don't yet think are real." End quote. From A Voice of Warning, Ensign, November 1998. According to President Eyring, why are prophetic warnings so important for us to follow today? What are some warnings prophets have given us recently? List students' responses on the board. Also, consider sharing a few statements of warning delivered by prophets at recent general conferences. Ask students to pick a warning listed on the board. Invite them to ponder, then respond to the following question. How can following this prophetic warning protect you from danger? Invite students to review at home the most recent addresses from the President of the Church and sections of the For the Strength of Youth booklet. Encourage them to follow the warnings and counsel they find. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Ezekiel 3:18-21. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the consequences Ezekiel would suffer if he failed to warn the people by calling them to repentance. What did the Lord say would happen to Ezekiel if he failed to warn the people? Explain that the word blood, in verses 18 and 20, refers to sins. According to these verses, what truth did the Lord emphasize to Ezekiel? Students may use different words, but be sure it is clear that the Lord holds us accountable to fulfill the responsibilities He gives us. Summarize Ezekiel 3:22-27 by explaining that the Lord promised to help Ezekiel know when he should teach the people and what he should say to them. The Lord instructed Ezekiel to tell the people he would prophesy regardless of whether they listened to his message. Conclude by testifying of the role of the Lord's prophets as watchmen and the blessings that come from heeding their warnings and counsel. Commentary and background information. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 7 and chapter 3 verse 4. Thou shalt speak my words unto them. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught how modern prophets seek the guidance of the Lord. Quote, "General conferences are always under the direction of the Lord, guided by His Spirit." See Doctrine and Covenants 46, verse 2. We are not assigned specific topics. Over weeks and months, often through sleepless nights, we wait upon the Lord. Through fasting, praying, studying, and pondering, we learn the message that He wants us to give. End quote. From General Conference, Strengthening Faith and Testimony, Ensign, November 2013.